July 22nd through the 28th. Acts chapter 16 through 21. The Lord had called us for to preach the gospel. As you read about Paul's efforts to preach the gospel, the Spirit may prompt you with thoughts or feelings. Write these promptings down and make plans to act on them. Among the Lord's final words to his apostles was the commandment, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." See Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. While the apostles didn't quite make it to all nations, Acts 16 through 21 does show that Paul and his companions made remarkable progress in establishing the church. They taught, baptized, and conferred the gift of the Holy Ghost. They performed miracles, even raising a man from the dead, and foretold the great apostasy. See Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 12, chapter 20, verses 28 through 31. And the work they started continues with living apostles today, along with devoted disciples like you, who are helping fulfill the Savior's commission in ways Paul could never have imagined. Perhaps you are aware of people who do not know their Heavenly Father or His gospel. Perhaps you have felt that your spirit was stirred in you to share with them what you know about Him. See Acts chapter 17, verse 16. If you follow Paul's example of humility and boldness in sharing the gospel, you may find someone whose heart the Lord has opened. See Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Ideas for personal scripture study. Acts chapter 16, verses 21. The Spirit will guide me in my efforts to share the gospel. Everyone needs the gospel of Jesus Christ, but some people are more prepared than others to receive it. This is one reason we need the Holy Ghost when we share the gospel, to guide us to those who are ready. As you read Acts chapters 16 through 21, note instances in which the Spirit guided Paul and his companions. What blessings came because they followed the Spirit? When have you felt the Spirit prompt you in your efforts to share the gospel? See also Alma chapter 7 verses 17 through 20, and Dallin H. Oaks, Sharing the Restored Gospel, in the Ensign or Liahona, November 2016, and Preach My Gospel, pages 92 through 93. Acts chapter 16 through 21. I can declare the gospel in all circumstances. Being thrown in prison for preaching the gospel might seem like an understandable reason to stop preaching. But to Paul and Silas, it became an opportunity to convert a jailer. See Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 34. Throughout Acts chapters 16 through 21, look for other examples of Paul's willingness to share his witness with everyone. Why do you think he was so bold and fearless? What do you learn from Paul's example? There are many more messages about sharing the gospel in chapters 16 through 21. If you look carefully, you can find some that are especially applicable to you. Try reading these chapters with this goal in mind, and you might write down what you find. Acts chapter 17, verses 16 through 34. We are the offspring of God. In Athens, Paul found a people of diverse opinions and religious views. They were always seeking to hear some new thing, and what Paul had to offer was definitely new to them. See Acts chapter 17, verses 19 through 21. They worshipped many gods, including one they called the unknown God, but they believed that the gods were powers or forces, not living, personable beings, and certainly not our Father. Read what Paul said to help them come to know God, and note the characteristics of God that you find. What does it mean to you to be the offspring of God? In your opinion, how is being a child of God different from being just one of His creations? If you had stood beside Paul as he was testifying, what would you have told the ancient Greeks about our Heavenly Father? Do you know someone who could benefit from hearing your testimony? See also Romans chapter 8, verse 16, 1 John chapter 5, verse 2, and We Are the Offspring of God, a video on LDS.org. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Acts chapter 16 through 21. To help your family visualize what is happening in these chapters, it could be fun as you read together to mark the cities that Paul visited on a map. See the map at the end of this outline. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Chapter 18, verses 24 through 28. How can we be more like the saints in these scriptures? How does studying the scriptures daily make us more noble? See Acts chapter 17, verse 11. What can we do to be mighty in the scriptures? See Acts chapter 18, verse 24. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. These teachings from the prophet Joseph Smith might help your family discuss Acts 19, 1 through 7. Quote, "Baptism by water is but half a baptism, and is good for nothing without the other half. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to be born of water and of the Spirit, meant to be immersed in water for the remission of sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost thereafter. This was given by the laying on of the hands of one having authority given him of God." End quote. See Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 95. What blessings have come to us from receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost? Acts chapter 19, verses 13 through 20. What inspired the people in these verses to burn their books worth 50,000 pieces of silver? See Acts 19:19. Are there worldly possessions or activities we need to give up in order to receive heavenly blessings? Acts chapter 20, verses 32 through 35. When has your family experienced Christ's teaching that it is more blessed to give than to receive? See Acts 20:35. Is there someone who could benefit from service, time, or gifts that your family could give? As a family, discuss some ideas and make a plan to serve someone. How do we feel when we serve others? Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Improving personal study. Record impressions. When impressions or insights come, record them. For example, you could record your thoughts in the margins of your scriptures, in the Gospel Library app, or in a study journal. Quote, "When you record spiritual impressions, you show the Lord that you value His direction, and He will bless you with more frequent revelation." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 12. See also page 30.